Australian school children are well behind a host of other countries when it comes to reading, mathematics and science, according to a new report. In the first international reading test of Australian primary schools, a quarter of Australia's Year 4 students failed to meet the minimum standard in reading for their age. Of the 48 countries that participated in the test, Australia ranked 27th. Australia's mean score for reading was similar to that recorded by Poland, Lithuania and New Zealand. Timothy McDonald has more.
The two international tests measured the reading, maths and science ability of hundreds of thousands of Year 4 and Year 8 students around the world. The good news is that Australia's Year 4 students have improved at maths between 1995 and 2011. But the study also found that about a quarter of Australian Year 4 students fell short of the intermediate benchmark in reading, which is generally accepted as the minimal standard of proficiency. Scores for Year 4 students have stagnated in maths and science, ranking behind 17 and 18 other countries respectively. Jeff Masters from the Australian Council on Educational Research says it's a disappointing result.
The fact that we are ranked 27th in reading at Year 4 with 21 countries significantly outperforming us is a cause for concern. The Prime Minister has set the goal for Australia to be in the top 5 countries internationally by 2025. And I think what these results show is just what a huge challenge we have in achieving that goal. So, yes, it is a surprising and disappointing result.
Will the government's reforms make any difference, and what's needed above and beyond those reforms?
Look, what we know makes a difference and what these high-performing and rapidly improving countries are focused on is improving what happens on the ground in schools day by day. So we know from international research and experience ourselves that what really makes a difference is the quality of the teaching that's occurring in classrooms, the quality of the leadership of schools. School improvement is really the right focus, and the government currently is very focused on school improvement as part of its reform agenda.
Norm Hart is the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association. He agrees the results are disappointing, but he's optimistic.
These results are disappointing in the sense that they tell us that we've begun our education reforms in Australia from a very low pace. We need to remember that this reflects student performance in 2010, and some things have happened in the interim, including the introduction of the Australian curriculum, which I believe could make a huge difference.
What about the Gonski review and the proposed changes to funding? Is that going to make any difference?
Well, it's interesting that the report states that students attending schools in which principals reported that there were no resource shortages scored significantly higher than students from schools where principals reported being somewhat affected by shortages.
The scores show that in maths and science, Australian Year 8 students rank significantly higher than their Year 4 counterparts. Australian students are behind 6 other nations in maths and 9 in science. Norm Hart says ultimately what matters is the skills students have when they leave school.
They, of course, need to get all the foundations along the way. It's just where we put our focus. It might be different at different stages of a child's education. And that is not to say that we aren't aware of these scores and that we shouldn't be making sure that our students have the same foundation knowledge at the same age as students in other parts of the world. And we've addressed that through the new Australian curriculum.
The president of the Australian Primary Principals Association, Norm Hart, ending that report by Timothy McDonald.